You two boys, okay, were you really into dinosaurs when you were little? I bet you were.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of my first memories, I think, is going to the Natural History Museum in London and seeing that enormous brachiosaur in the foyer.
That's fab, definitely, isn't it? Pretty much all small boys and myself as a small girl was very into dinosaurs. But there is disappointing news this week in the journal PLOS One for small boys and paleontologists and generally anyone who's a fan of dinosaurs. Now, according to a study by Mark Goodwin and Jack Horner, it appears that we may have significantly overinflated the number of different dinosaur species.
Oh no, why?
Well, it's quite sad, really. But Goodwin and Horner have been looking at dome-headed dinosaurs from North America. These are known as, pachycephalosaurs, and they have heads like bowling balls. And now they've been collecting fossils in an area called Hell Creek in Montana for about 11 years and doing a really detailed analysis of different species of dinosaurs using techniques like CT scanning and analysing their bones. Now, they compared fossils of these pachycephalosaurs with another dome-headed dinosaur found in Montana and a dragon-like skull that was unearthed in South Dakota. This is called Dracorex hogwartsia, yes, named after Harry Potter's school. Now, the scientists think that instead of actually being three different species, these dinosaurs are all actually the same species, but they're just at different stages of sexual maturity. And to confirm this, they looked at another 17 dinosaur skulls from North America.
Oh, well, that is quite drastic, isn't it? That says we need a rethink even then.
Yeah, pretty much. It seems that a lot of the confusion's crept in because juvenile dinosaurs can look quite different from grown-ups. Because as dinosaurs grow up and mature, they develop these wonderful head ornaments, horns, domes and spikes, whereas obviously teenage dinosaurs just wear baseball caps. But scientists may have confused these superficial features, the sort of horns and spikes, with more important underlying similarities between fossils and probably missed the fact that they're actually the same species. So really, Horner and Goodwin think that up to maybe a third of all named dinosaur species may actually never have existed. They're just juvenile forms of other species. Now, other scientists have also suggested this is the case. A species called Torosaurus was recently dismissed as just being a young version of another dinosaur, and a number of duck-billed dinosaurs, and also the fantastically named Nanotyrannus, which was thought to be a miniature T-Rex, may actually not be separate species after all, may all be different versions of the same thing. So sadly, for dino fans, these names may be consigned to the taxonomic dustbin.
Not too late for Deothinkisaurus, though. That still exists in people's imaginations. I guess it's going to take the evolution of DNA technology, which is beginning to get in, isn't it? We're beginning to get to the stage where people can begin to recover proteins from fossils and show that they really are the original tissue. And that means there might be more insights into what the different species are, because you can interrogate the samples chemically.
Exactly. At the moment, you have to do it all by anatomical features, and obviously fossils aren't always the best preserving all the anatomical features you might want to look at. So if we could do DNA or protein structure analysis, that would really help us to draw much better trees.
Indeed. Thank you, Kat.